Trevor Dame is the head coach as Central Connecticut travels to play quarterback at Yale on Saturday afternoon. Let's touch on you a little bit, your first time as a head coach, and what was the thought the first time you got that phone call and they said, hey, we'd like to offer you the head coaching job at Central Connecticut?
I was very excited, nervous, just a lot of feelings, a little overwhelmed, but it felt right.
Was there somebody that you called first? Was there somebody that needed to know right away that this was going to happen?
Absolutely. My head coach at the time, who I actually played for, Julie Young, she's the head coach at Villanova, and I run back in the office. I'm like, Julie, they made me an offer, and she was very, very excited for me. It was bittersweet. You know, I worked for her for 2.5 years, I also played for her, but she was just like, Pete, you know you can do it. You're going to do great. You inspire people, and I wish you the best of luck.
Did you say yes right away, or did you play it cool and say, you know, I'd like 24 hours to think about it, and then I'll get back to you and let you know?
I can't remember. I remember Paul saying something along the lines of, you forgot to accept the offer. I remember that being at the end of the conversation.
Right, so you've been here now for a little bit, and we're one day away from the first game. We're coming off a year with 3-13, just a couple wins in conference play, a lot of close games, a lot of tight games, and you're coming into a group that's had a couple head coaches in a few years. So talk about what you wanted to do when you first got here to try to help the culture of this program.
I wanted to see what culture was already established, what the girls had already been doing, what they already valued with themselves and with the program. Especially these seniors, as you said, they've been through a lot of coaching changes. And then just implementing the basics of, you know, caring about them as people outside of lacrosse and kind of getting to know each of them one-on-one. The first thing I did was met with each player individually and just asked them a series of questions. They came in and kind of told me who they were, about their families, their dogs, their siblings, and really just trying to connect with them on that level, because I came in and we were going to play in 2 weeks. So how could I build that trust with them in 2 weeks?
Let's go through the roster a little bit. We'll start with your captains. Three of them, Kelsey Murphy, Marissa Soto, and Allie Hooker. Three seniors who have had a tremendous impact on this program. Talk about those three a little bit.
You know, they are three great women. They're very different. I think Allie's going to be a great leader for us on the attack. She has connections with every single person on the team off the field. Kelsey is our leader, and she makes sure that everyone is on task. She has a lot of fun out there, and sometimes it's funny to see her because she's so serious about everything, but she has a great time, and the girls, they respect her a lot. Marissa Soto, she's a workhorse. She leads by example, and people just follow.
Marissa, our leading returning goal scorer from a year ago. Allie coming off an injury, where a really tough injury at the beginning of the year. She had started off really well at the beginning of the year and then got hurt. And Kelsey Murphy was an all-conference defender last year, second-team all-conference defender, so certainly a great group to lead your team in your first season. And
absolutely.
You know, I think sometimes maybe coaches come in and they don't have a group of kids that, I say kids, but you know what I mean, a group of student athletes who they can look to be helpful. And I think with those three, you have a tremendous group of seniors there who have certainly been through a lot, but, you know, looking forward to their senior season.
A lot of experience.
Let's move to offensive. What do you look for? Who do you look for? What do you hope to accomplish? And what's your offensive team going to look like?
I think from our returners, you know, Soto put a lot of points on the board. Kylie, Jenna, we're going to look to them to continue that. We have some seniors some people that maybe didn't get some playing time in the past and I think are going to work well in the system. We're very young. We have a lot of freshmen. This is a large class, and I expect them to step up and put some goals in the back of the net as well.
Kylie Sullivan, you mentioned the leading returning scorer. She had 10 goals and 18 assists last season. We do lose a couple big scorers from last year, Madison Hughes and Fallon McCarty, who were tremendous for this program during their time here. And then again, Marissa, 19 goals, 4 assists, is our leading returning goal scorer. How about defensively?
Defensively, we're very experienced, have a lot of veterans. We've got Courtney, she's an all-conference player, Kelsey, some returners, Natalie, Jane. I think that group is going to be very strong for us. That's going to be something I'm looking to see how they develop and grow. Ashley, she's a junior. I don't believe she played that much last year. So I'm looking to see her step up and fill a spot on that defense as well.
As you mentioned, Jane also coming off an injury from a year ago. Natalie transferred in her first year last year with the program. She played in 15 games. As you mentioned, Ashley, she got 8 games of action last year. So she played just about half the games in our 16-game season. All right, let's move into goal.
Jackie
coming off a tremendous, Jackie Brandover coming off a tremendous freshman season. Over 900 minutes played, started and played in all 16 games, made 135 saves, kept this team in a lot of games. And, you know, we were talking a little bit beforehand, if she walked by you in the hallway, you'd never say that was the goalkeeper.
No, absolutely not. She likes to call herself tiny but mighty. She is a gamer. You know, we practice. She knows a couple things she needs to work on, and she's been diligent about those things. And she's just a gamer. When we scrimmage and 2 weekends ago when we play, she's a whole new person. And when that clock starts, she just continues to work hard. She brings great energy, and she's just a competitor. She's always, always ready to, you know, just work hard.
It takes a special type of mentality, a special type of person to stand in front of that ball.
Absolutely.
You know how hard it is. And, you know, you see these goalies that play in, like, the indoor professional leagues, and they're huge, these mm-hmm. huge pads and these huge things. And you see, you know, Jackie standing out there in her sweatpants and, you know, maybe a couple of things to protect her. But, you know, she's done a tremendous job.
She's
tough. And only a sophomore with over 900 minutes.
She has a lot
experience.
Of experience, yeah.
So that's fantastic. Let's talk about the schedule a little bit.
Absolutely.
At the schedule, we're gonna open up on the road against Quinnipiac. We'll play at Yale on Saturday and then play on the road at Iona next week. So two fairly local games, short bus rides. You and Iona, short bus ride. And then you come home for 3 games. How important is that at the beginning of the year to play 3 out of your first 5 at home, but also have a couple other ones that are just short bus rides?
I think it's important for the team, especially for the student athletes here at Central. They're a very close-knit group, and they support each other, and I think that it's important for us to play at home. These young women, they have worked so hard in the fall, and they want to show everyone and their hard work, and so I think it's going to be exciting to be home. It's going to be cold, but there's always some fans that are out there, so it'll be nice for them to play in front of their peers and show them all the hard work that they put in.
That was head coach Princess Livingston. Blue Devils open up on the road versus Quinnipiac at Yale.